Let's talk about death and different ways that you can cope with it and how you should cope with it. I have a good amount of experience with it. My first experience and my worst experience would be when I was 9 years old before we all moved to the United States. We lost our mother. Now, your mom is such an instrumental part of your life, at least for almost all people, that was a very difficult experience for me in my upbringing, in my growing, in my developmental stages. So what did I learn from it? You know, in the beginning, when she died and I was a little kid, it was almost like at first you're numb to it, which I suppose is how death goes, right? At first you're numb to it. Then over time, you start to face it, and then over time, you start to heal, right? The best way I found that to heal from situations like this is, number one, is time, right? You got to give everything time. As somebody who recently lost my dad, now, it's been a very difficult experience, unusual. I now have lost both my parents, and I think that at the end of the day, that feels like a lonely process, right? It lets you know that life is short, so you have to truly appreciate the people that are in your life. But one way that I personally, I know a lot of people struggle with these things, you know, and rightfully so. But one thing I learned is that life must go on, right? And you must live in the memory of whoever it is that passed. You have to keep their memory alive for your sake, for your family's sake, and try to remember them as best as you can in a good, positive manner, because life's never promised, tomorrow's never promised for any of us. So one way that I learned to deal with it is to, number one, is find a close friend or a family member or your mirror that you could just open up with. Let it be okay for you to just cry and let the feelings pass, right? Let the feelings pass through you as time goes on. It does get a little bit easier, but I think that you just have to realize that they're always with you. One thing that I used to do is, and I continue to do to this day, is I constantly think, like, you know, my mother passed, my father passed. Now I have a couple more angels watching over me, right? And all their wishes, and I'm sure the power of God and all the things that they can now do in the spirit world, they're helping you, right, as much as possible. So now I have two angels. So it's like, now I'm going to live even a better life, right, in their memory, because now they're always watching over me and being with me. And what I realized is over time, you can become stronger and be okay. And it's okay, you know, that when somebody passes on, it's almost like a void on your heart and your soul. And you have to realize sometimes it'll never get filled, right? Because a piece of you, a piece of that person, a piece of your life together is gone for everyone, right? That piece is gone. The person is not physically here with us anymore. And over time, you just learn to be better and stronger and deal with it as much as humanly possible. One thing that I've seen happen to other people is, you know, when somebody passes on, they end up essentially almost dying inside, which is a very detrimental thing. You know, as hard as it is to keep living your life, that is what must be done, because, you know, if you don't want to end up in such a bad place that you literally cannot function anymore. And it's as weird as it is, you just have to keep going, right? You just have to keep going. But to think that you're going to be whole every time would probably be very untrue. It would take time for you to heal a little bit and heal somewhat and get back to being the better version of you. But it's also, you have to understand that a piece of you is gone forever with the person that passed, and that's okay. You just have to show your respect and be there as much as you can for yourself and your family members, and talk to yourself and do what it takes, and you have to continuously be strong and try your best. But I honestly believe that over time, the way I learned to deal with it is to learn and see the signs that the person that passed is always with you and always watching over for you, right? Depending, I don't know what the signs could be, you know, but I wake up in the morning, my sign for my mom is a ladybug, right? I see ladybugs in weird places, and it just kind of lets me know she's watching over me. I have a number that I see. It kind of lets me know that she's watching over me. You have to believe that, right? You have to find those signs, because they do show up, because there is the spiritual world, and the people that passed are always talking to you. And I think that if you take a minute, take a breath, and just pay attention to the signs that they give you, it's going to be okay, and you're going to be okay, and you're going to grow, and life will go on until it's the end of your life. So you have to constantly appreciate what you have, work towards becoming better, and let the memory of those who passed live on with you and through you, and be the best version of yourself as the person who passed would want you to be, right? And that's how you keep their memory alive. I think that's how you continuously progress forward, and you can probably heal most of your part, right? But I think this concept of, like, you can totally heal is sometimes a little bit extreme, right? You might not be able to heal completely when people so close to you end up passing on. But you can definitely still live your life. You could definitely still thrive and still live and still keep their memory alive. I think that those things are absolutely possible. And if you continue to do that, you will do well. And that's what I think helps me over the years to cope, to continue to grow, to continue to believe. And if you're dealing with something like this, I think that it's okay, you know. If you have any questions about it, I'm sure we could talk about it more in depth. But overall, you just have to keep the person's memory alive.